67.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Fighting scripturally has nothing really to do with anger. Anger is an emotion that, unless you just got issues, is hard to sustain it. And so when people do things out of emotion, out of anger and that, and they say they're going to do this, it's hard to sustain it. It's hard to be consistent with it because that anger wears off and now you don't have that emotion driving you. But to fight does not mean that you have to get angry in that carnal, natural sense. Fighting means to take on, and I'm just paraphrasing, take on or sustain your course even in the face of opposition. When you're being opposed. In other words, I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I'm not gonna hate on you because you're hating on me. I'm not gonna get into a fight with you and you trying to fight me. No, I'm gonna keep my eye on my course and I'm gonna sustain my course even in the face of your opposition. See, because as saints, as kings, we have to treat people right even when we are not treated right. How many kings out here tonight? Come on, see, that's the mind of a king. We can do that. See, if I'm ghetto, I don't mean nothing by that. You know, if I'm just, you know what I'm talking about. If I got a hood mentality, I'm going to fight you no matter what. I don't care. But a king, a royal priesthood, you know, we, for no better terminology, we take the high road. It doesn't mean that we are perfect, but we take the high road. We sustain a course in the face of opposition. That's me fighting. You know, I might get hit, knocked this way, but I'm getting back on course here. I'm staying my course. Because, see, God is going to fight my battle. Now, when it comes to spirit phenomena, when I know there's a spirit present, I have keys. I have authority there to bind, to loose, to get them out of my way. They can't resist me. They can't stand in front of me. But when it comes to man, you know, you can only go so far. Hello? And so to try to sustain anger, calling yourself fighting, that's why movements start and then they fizzle out. That's why people have all the good intentions and all the change and all that, and then it doesn't happen. Because unless you hit that emotion of anger again, it's not going to be there. It's like adrenaline. But when you are just determined to stay on the course, no matter what, and you got a relaxed mental attitude and you're staying in the spirit, then you become an unstoppable force. See, that's what Jesus was. No matter how they sat on the first row to criticize him, to try to catch him, to try to say this, to tempt him and all, he stayed cool. Why? He was fighting that fight of faith. He was staying his course in spite of the opposition. And no one could stop him. You make that mistake when you get off the path and you go to straighten this one out. They ain't going to get straight. You're going to get crooked. You understand what I mean? You mess up what God is trying to do in you. So kings have influence. Tell somebody you got influence. Come on, tell them somebody is watching you. Somebody's going to emulate you, whether for good or for bad. Hello? Parents especially are given a huge responsibility. Number four, kings have authority. Authority. Kings have authority. Authority is power to act. I wonder how much stuff goes or falls between the cracks because somebody didn't act on it. Faith without works is dead. It's like the body without the spirit. You can say all you want, you have faith, but if you didn't act, if you didn't make the phone call, if you didn't inquire, if you didn't go and sit in it, if you didn't go take a tour of it, if you had no corresponding action, see, authority is the ability to act, the power to make an action. And let me tell you something, when God has given you a promise or something, follow that. Don't be one that just procrastinates and pushes it and pushes it and put, well, you know, I know God said it and it made me feel good about it, but you never acted. Authority is the power to act. Authority is the right to enforce God's word in your life. I may not be able to enforce it in anyone else's life, but I can enforce it in my life. You can enforce it in your own life. That's authority God gave to you. Amen. Devils have no authority over you. Your flesh does not have authority over you. The carnal man does not have authority over you. You have the right. You have the authority to enforce the word, to discipline this body, to discipline your mind. That's why a king thinks differently. You can train yourself to think differently, to see yourself differently in situations. Stop seeing yourself always down at the bottom of the ladder. Last one, you know, maybe. No, start seeing yourself, amen, seeing yourself prosperous, seeing yourself strong, seeing yourself sound, seeing relationships intact. Stop being a naysayer, a negative-minded person all the time. Start seeing yourself. Yeah, there'll be challenges in that. But again, when we fight, what do? We stay our course. We stay our course. Yeah, something evil comes, something wicked happens, something, you know, that tries to get you off course. Okay, it slows you down a moment, but get back on course. Fight the good fight of faith. Overcome evil with good. Amen? Kings have authority. You have a right to judge, to determine, to administrate, and command the word of God in and over your life. Number five, kings govern. Kings govern. Govern means to administrate the authority that you have and to reign as a king. To administrate the authority that you have and to reign as a king. Now, last time we were together, I talked a little bit about how the government of God has a constitution. How many know every government has a constitution? Come on, let's talk a little government here. Every government has a constitution. Let me call them bylaws. A constitution is a set of guidelines that defines the rights of every citizen. A constitution is a set of guidelines that define the rights of every citizen. Certain people can't do certain things to you and if it's unlawful. It's against the constitution. And so they have to deal with everything that's backing the government. Let me say that again. People can't just do you any kind of way because the government has a constitution. We have constitutional rights, the Fifth Amendment, all these amendments and things that are in our constitution. Now, they're messing stuff up today, but as a rule, the constitution are the guidelines, and they define the rights that you have, and it protects us. Well, God has a constitution, his word. I said God has a constitution, and his constitution is his word. This is where our guidelines are. This is what guides us. This is what guards us. You know, the devil can't just do anything to you because of this. Hello, because you are a child of God. You are under the blood. He may roar at you. He may try to hurt you. The Constitution protects you. Versus you being out in the world, out from undercover. Tell somebody, I'm undercover. I'm in a hiding place. I'm shielded. Amen. When I was in the world, he tried to kill me, almost kill me. But even then, God's mercy, hello, God's grace was covering your life because he knew one day you was going to be part of what he's doing. You belong to him. So now the Constitution covers us. Now you go to breaking laws and wonder what's going on. You've been breaking laws. There are spiritual laws. For we have been delivered from the power of darkness. The law of the spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. So I'm not under the law of sin and death. Now that doesn't mean that you or I are always 100% accurate. But because I'm under the law of the spirit of life, hello? Because I'm under that law, there's a grace period where God gives me a grace. Hello? Wherein the enemy can't just come at you because you made a mistake and destroy your life. No. You're under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And so he gives you a grace period. But God has given us authority. He gives us the ability to govern. He's given us a constitution. And that constitution is our guidelines. And that constitution is what guards us. You can use that constitution when you're going through stuff you don't understand. Instead of letting confusion get all in your mind. And you go to acting funny and wanting to give up. No, that we have a horse we can ride. Romans 8:28. Amen. It's in the Constitution. And God is big enough to enact that all the time. We may not understand it. It may even get old to you. But amen, that time you need to pull that out of the hat and say, you know what? For I know that all things right now somehow, because God says it. It's in the Constitution. All things are working together for my good. Amen. Tell somebody right now, for your good, everything is working. It might not feel good, of course. It might not look good, of course. It might not sound good, but it's going to work together for your good. It's in our constitution. God wrote it. This is who we are. These are our guidelines. Tell somebody, follow the guidelines. If I know, if I really believe and know in my heart that something is working together for my good, I ain't going to act like no fool then. I'm not going to be all depressed and down and don't want to talk to nobody and mad and kicking the dog and, you know, just, no. Why? Because I know somehow. And I know his eye is on me. He's checking me out. See how I'm going to behave myself when I don't see my way, when I don't feel so good. Seeing if I'll remain faithful. Seeing what is left when I come through the trial that he can bless. Hello, somebody. That's how it works. God watches. He's hoping that you hold on so that when you go through, you got something left. Because everything you got left, he's going to bless it. He don't want you stopping midstream. He don't want you giving up and turning back. He wants you to come through so he can bless you. Tell somebody, everything right now is working together for our good, for my good. Right now, I believe it, receive it. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. So kings govern. Amen. Now, let's be honest. And the job of any pastor, any leaders, is to, everything we do is geared to form Christ in you, to bring you to that place. You know, the five in the body are for the perfecting of the saints, edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the body. But we cannot govern, listen to me real closely, you cannot govern unless you are submitted to the rules and principles established in the Constitution or in the Word of God. Come on, 99.9% of defeat is due to that. Someone not adhering or submitting to the rules or the principles that are in the Word. When we come out from under this Constitution, we find ourselves, if we stay out there long enough, we find ourselves experiencing defeat. Amen. But if we stay with the Word and continue to fight the good fight, you understand, not anger, but fighting the good fight, staying there on course, we'll find that we will reap exactly what God says. Sometimes people give in too quickly. They change course too quickly. It gets too hot in the kitchen. I heard someone saying something the other day. It kind of tickled me. He said, you know, when he goes through McDonald's. He's a preacher, well-known preacher. He goes through McDonald's a lot. He said he knows the menu. He said every time he goes in, he orders a number 9. Number 9. And they know number 9. He said, but when his wife is with him, she orders some special stuff. They said, now, you know, McDonald's is not the place where you have it the way you want it. So when she orders a little extra this on it and no pickles and all of that stuff, they always tell them, we'll bring it out to you. In other words, they have to wait. But I like what he said, because he said, with God, whenever you have to wait, it's because it's a special order.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.